Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Daryl Reiner coming up in 40 minutes here. Nick and JP with you on a football Friday, on an F-off Friday. I know there's been a lot of baseball talk here because we just had the Adelis Garcia conversation. Apparently the Angels have named Brady Anderson the new hitting coach.
Oh,
what are we doing on that one? The guy who had one great season
in baseball.
We're
going to give everyone a bunch of steroids. I don't know what we're going to do here.
It's kind of, I mean, listen, it is a market inefficiency.
Not enough steroids?
Not enough guys on steroids now.
Used to be good in that market. Now we're not good in that market.
Now the problem is you got to give them to the pitchers too, because the pitching has been more of the problem with the Angels than anything else.
I actually do wish they would have just gave Albert Pujols the head coaching, the manager job, and then just been like, we're just a team full of a bunch of really powerful hitters that, you know, used to exist in baseball.
I mean, in fairness, you're just talking about the Dodgers or Yankees, where everybody seems to hit 30 home runs a year.
No, but the coaching staff, coaching staff could actually
so
beat
McGuire's
out.
McGuire's the hitting coach.
You just bring back a lot of the old
Maybe
boppers.
Maybe Brady Anderson's actually the pitching coach, just
why
to
not?
Throw everybody off.
Why not? Throw him off the scent? I guess.
Hey, I think you should throw more fastballs. The other team's going to know that's what we're doing. Shut up and throw the fastballs. That's Brady Anderson, the pitching coach.
I have no idea how that's going to go, because I don't know if Brady Anderson can actually coach this thing or not, but it is interesting to me how it feels like he took a lot of hate for so many years, and he seems so angry about having one awesome season that basically outed him for taking steroids. And why not? At least everyone remembers who you are. Like, he didn't have that good of a career. Like, everyone remembers Brady Anderson's season. Everyone remembers who he is as a player. Like, that in and of itself is probably better than what Brady Anderson should have gotten.
Yeah, but he was just a good center fielder beforehand. Like, if he just didn't do the juice, he'd probably be remembered as he was like the 10th best center fielder for the 90s.
I think he falls in the category of players that I actually think I'm like just kind of okay with them. It's cheating. It was what it was.
But so Steve Finley and Luis Gonzalez?
Luis Gonzalez, great example. Luis Gonzalez was basically a nothing burger of a player, and then he not only won a World Series with the Diamondbacks, but hit 50 home runs in the process, and is remembered as not only with the Diamondbacks, but across baseball, has his place in baseball history basically etched. On a team with Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, people bring up Luis Gonzalez just about as much as anybody. I mean, wild the amount of players I can go on that 0-1 Diamondbacks team. But, the point is that they're the type of player that, yes, it got them the recognition that they needed. It gave them a baseball great moment. And then they just get to go ahead and disappear off into the sunset. But, I always understood when a guy like that took steroids. I kind of just always got it.
That'd be like Stephen Kwan doing steroids now.
Yes, in many ways, yes.
Kwan's other than the 50 home run year that he hits, every other year, it's 14, 15 home runs a year.
I just always thought about it like Joe Buck always made the case. He was like, if there was something that you could take to make you basically an all-time great broadcaster, or some sort of pill you could take, or something to make you one of the most memorable broadcasters, or at least have your place etched. And now Joe Buck has gotten his place etched. But he's like, yeah, you can do it in a second. And I'm like,
and most radio guys did it in the 80s and 90s. It's called cocaine.
It was always going to go back to cocaine.
Yeah.
But like,
I was weed in the 70s.
But like, and then it turned into booze in the early 2000s.
Still is.
That was rampant. That was radio
and
stations.
You guys
that was
don't
rampant.
Know the sacrifice I'm making on my own body by being a booze hound.
Is that it?
You are welcome, Ohio.
But like, I guess I just don't. I have no, there's no hate in my heart for people like Brady Anderson or Luis Gonzalez
what
or any of those
Jason
guys.
What about Jason Grimsley, who was just a scrub and was still a scrub after the juice?
You can make an argument. Would he have even been to the part where we got to him being that much of a scrub if not for the juice? Like, I just, that point, you're just, you're self-preservation. Like, Luis Gonzalez made himself more money off a couple good seasons than he didn't want to worry about money for the rest of his life.
It's like that you're turning into a pro-juice man now that you're in your mid-30s.
I was always pro-juice for the not greatest of all time category, okay? But even with Barry Bonds, I've come back down to earth on all that too.
I don't know. It was really funny. He was so juiced up by the end.
So juiced up. You talk like, about big. You talk about like your big head, for instance.
Yeah.
Like his head was massive.
That's true. And he looked like a normal person the first 10 years of his career.
He looked like a bobblehead.
And then he got the juice, and then all of a sudden it's like, where did that dome come from?
Legitimately a bobblehead doll. But that's again.
What would happen if you and I took steroids? Other
probably,
than we fight more.
Probably nothing great. I don't know what would happen.
I just want to rage.
Will we have roid rage?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of it.
Like, you can take medicine to avoid your boys shrinking up. You can't with
care about that part of things. They're not the main player down there. It's okay.
Yeah, but you don't want it to look cattywampus.
Yeah.
I don't think you thought about the aesthetic value here.
The aesthetic value?
Yeah.
What do I care about the aesthetics of that?
I think you should.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah. I think this is something that you don't think about, and then it happens.
That's the appetizer.
And then
it's not the main dish.
I don't even think it's an appetizer.
It's not even that. We're fine. It'd be all right either way.
I think it's like the celery next to the boneless.
The real hard part, though, is that you can't have two jacked radio hosts do a show together.
I
it's
disagree.
A very unserious show. If on the camera we were just both,
really.
you wouldn't be able to. You can't have two really in shape radio hosts do a show together. It just subverts everything the medium is about.
So
you get one. You're allowed one per
one
show at
fatty
best.
Per show.
We don't even have one on this show, but you get one per show at best. The radio requirement is one guy has to be at least out of shape in a pretty big way.
You're not wrong. I just think like
I was gonna dare you to like point out the radio show that's got two jacked guys.
It can't be found.
They don't exist.
It
doesn't exist.
No, but if it ever does happen, we'll be the first to run them down. I think that's the most important
thing.
Well,
then we instantly take steroids and we figure this whole thing out.
Well, you aren't running them down.
You're not welcome around here.
Yeah, you did admit earlier in the show that running just is not a thing for you.
I do it. It's just painful and doesn't look great. I ran the other day with the kids because we were playing, oh my gosh, I can't remember which day it was. It might have been Sunday. And I had been dealing with a heel spur under my Achilles in my left foot. And I was chasing them outside in with no shoes on. And it felt great in the moment. And then I woke up the next day. And it did not feel great anymore.
Just that little bit?
It was a fair amount of running, but it wasn't great.
Glad they did a bunch of like batting practice swings at Wrigley before their game last weekend. And he was like, I was so sore the next day. It was like he played minor league baseball. It's amazing the things that in your early 40s now will get to you.
A little bit of news to pass along here from Chris Fedorf, Cleveland.com. Mm-hmm. Kenny Atkinson says it looks like Darius Garland, Jalen Tyson, and Jared Allen will play tonight. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, it's fun. I miss Darius. Darius not being on the court in recent weeks has been one of the biggest boosts to the Darius Garland does or doesn't matter conversation. Like, there's not a serious Cavs fan in the world now that can ever point to the idea that we're a better team without Darius or we'd be able to thrive without Darius.
Yeah, but it does complicate the what if you trade Darius or what if you have to choose between Darius and Donovan, because Donovan's a better player overall. He has the incredible stats, but I don't think your bigs go without Darius.
And I think that's kind of been highlighted, and I think that's why it'd be a really sad development if you did have to make that Sophie's choice at some point, because I don't know how Cavs fans would respond to it. Now, it also then, it kills you anytime Darius then gets injured in the future, too, which is bound to happen because he gets injured a lot.
Now, maybe because he started this season injured, maybe that covers his injuries for this season.
He's got his allotment out of the way.
Yeah, he's
met his quota.
You've missed your 20 games. Now you can be healthy. Maybe the basketball gods will give him a pass.
He's not like a car salesman trying to get his monthly limit set. Like he's
or a cop at the end of the month.
That's true, too. Speeding tickets.
You know, normally I wouldn't give you this ticket, but it's time. That being said, to get back to the Browns and Raiders on Sunday, I'm no guarantee Gary. I'm feeling it.
You want to be a guarantee Gary?
No, I'm not. Because a guarantee Gary just goes out guaranteeing whenever he it's beneficial.
You haven't guaranteed in a while.
Since the Green Bay game? No, I think it was the Miami game. Because didn't I guarantee at least one offensive?
You double guaranteed one of them.
And I was right.
Yeah, but it was...
In both of them.
It did feel a little unjust to me, but yeah, you were right.
I had three guarantees, and none of them have been unguaranteed this year.
No, you're 3-for-3. Are you going to go 4-for-4, or did you go ahead and just put that away? Because you didn't do it before the Jets game. You said I think you even said something didn't feel right.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. It was a weird game, and then it ended up being a weird game. I kind of... I think I'm going to do it. I'm guaranteeing a Browns win on Sunday.
There we go. Guarantee Gary.
And if you're wondering what the difference is, I feel it. I feel it in my loins. There's a tingling, I'm feeling it.
It was your loins.
I'm feeling it. My intuition is saying Shador's going to look better than he did on Sunday against the Ravens. This is a good matchup to have your first NFL start. I think the Browns defense is going to feast on this craptastic Vegas. Honestly, and I think for once, like we've talked, well, why is the defense worse on the road? It's because the offense is drastically worse too. I'm gonna say it again. The Browns. I'm guaranteeing a Browns win on Sunday. I can feel it.
They've lost 13 straight road games.
Yep.
I think Vegas is that bad that I don't hate the guarantee. In fact, I would wonder, you know, they always put out like Cleveland.com. They all make their guesses and everything. I would wonder how many people in the city have the Browns losing this game, because I would bet it's next to none.
I mean, this is right up there with the Jets game. If you lose this game, you should be incensed. Like, we're at the point of the season.
No, we did the Jets game already, though, so I don't know that I'll be incensed. I'll be more like, okay, yeah, we just watched them do this 2 weeks ago.
But no, now it's a different quarterback. So that's a different reason to be mad if the quarterback isn't good enough to win.
Well, I might just be mad in general if Shador doesn't play well enough to win. But like the idea that if you lose this game, it almost, if anything, it'll just further stamp down the idea for the same reason why you lost the Jets game, you'd lose this one as well. That they're just not taking any bit of this serious at all.
I don't know if it's the Shador part of this for me.
It's got to be influencing.
Well, I think you're going to be able to throw the ball down the field. And yeah. I don't. He might not always throw it down the field to his own team. He might be throwing it to the Raiders a couple times, but just that threat. I think this goes back to how we've normalized how bad this offense is and just the lowest bar possible on offense is. I think about this game and I'm like, you know, even if you have two turnovers, if Shador's putting up 5 or 6 big throws per half, you're going to win this game because your defense, I mean, think about even the first interception.
Yeah.
In the Ravens game, or the interception. He didn't have multiple interceptions, but think about that interception. The defense bailed you out. The defense almost automatically
immediately with another interception. Yeah,
and here's the thing. So even if you turn the ball over, well, Geno Smith's going to turn the ball over too.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So
I just think Miles and the D-line is going to eat all day long because this offensive line stinks for the Raiders. All right, so I looked up NFL.com. They did 5 different people, and there were only one person picked the Browns as a winner.
Do they pick scores?
Yes, they do. Raiders 2016, Raiders 22-16, Raiders 19-16, Raiders 17-13, and then Tom Pelissero, I think, had the Browns 2015.
Did one of those guys have the Browns losing by 8 points in this game? Did I do the math real quick there?
No, it was 6 points was the highest.
Oh, 6 points was the highest. It's still not great. By the way, do you think they just base it up? Because isn't the line like 3.5 points?
Line's 3.5, yeah.
Yeah, 216-474-0092.
And the over-under's 36.5. Very low over-under.
I am undefeated on guarantees this season. So I'm putting my streak on the line against two streaks for the Browns. One, haven't won a road game in a very long time. Two, haven't won a game with a rookie quarterback in a very long time. Are you expecting a win on Sunday? I think I'm there. Obviously, I'm there with a guarantee. But like, this is as uncomplicated as I have felt going into a game for as long as I can remember.
The hard part for myself is that I said after the Jets game I wouldn't do this again. I said after the Jets game I wouldn't have faith and belief that they'll win a game this season. But if I believe in Shador the way that I do, how would I ever see this game being a loss?
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I can't overcome.
And by the way, I don't think Shador needs to be the reason you win on Sunday.
No, not at all. But like, if the defense is going to be great, and I think they will be because Geno can't play at all at this point, and really that offense is, it's Brock Bowers and a bunch of people making business decisions out there. It's not, Genty can't run at all. I mean, we need to at some point discover more reasons for why Genty is just getting the old Peterlin pass across the league. I get your offensive line stinks, but people don't give Judkins the same pass that they give Genty.
The Peterlin pass.
It's amazing what's going on over there. But so their offense stinks. And I think Shador can just play mediocre and you end up with a win in this one.
Can I get you to guarantee a win?
No, I'm done guaranteeing.
Oh, come on.
I'm done guaranteeing. No.
You're not gonna go like other people on this station where you say one thing at the beginning of the week and then you feel different at the end.
We're
taking a shot at somebody.
I was gonna say that's a Ken Garman classic.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
With conviction. Matt, can I get you to guarantee a win?
No.
Wow. What a team player there. Good job.
You're supposed to you got to pick me up here.
I mean, look, with this team in particular, it's how low can you go? And they found a way to get even lower.
It's the Raiders.
We said the same thing about the Jets.
Yeah, and they had them.
That's the problem.
If
I just said a lot of things 2 weeks ago.
Special teams issues, they had them. And by the way, they didn't have Shador on the field. Thank you very much.
And that is the difference. That is a big difference in this whole equation.
I'm beginning to think you're not a real.
I want to guarantee. I want to guarantee in the absolute worst way imaginable.
It doesn't sound like you want to
guarantee. You know I want to guarantee.
It doesn't sound like you want to guarantee.
I'm sitting right here wanting to guarantee.
You're doing the demonstrative hands, but you're not guaranteeing.
I want to guarantee. They're not letting me guarantee.
No, I think you're not letting you guarantee.
You're right. I need to break myself free of these shackles, don't I?
The shackles.
It's going to be embarrassing enough if they lose this game. It's because Shador didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's already embarrassing enough. Give it to you. Let's give you the guarantee, Gary,
look
on this
at
one.
That.
They're going to win this game. How else does this game go?
And you know what? I'll tell you this. They're going to win it by a touchdown.
Well, half tracks? Who are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Whoa.
Well, if you just string that along through like the entire show, people will think you have an interesting show. I think there are other shows that try to do that. No?
That's
not even a shot at somebody on our station. I'm branching out.
Yeah, there we
but
go.
But no, I think they're going to win by at least a touchdown.
Maybe at least it's a touchdown.
Yeah, at least a touchdown.
Well, now you're $1 bobbing me with your guarantee.
I got you
to the guarantee.
Now that I got you guaranteeing.
Now you're like, well, up it to at least a touchdown.
No, I felt it before.
Am I supposed to up it
but
to two
you're
touchdowns
feeling it in your loins?
No, but I knew if I said I feel it by a touchdown, it would push you farther away from a guarantee.
I will never trust my gut again if Shador doesn't look good in this game. I don't know what I'll do. I would never be able to be like.
So you're gonna have to do
in
the
my
Costanza?
In my loins, as you say.
Yeah.
I will never trust my intuition ever again if he doesn't look good in this game, because it'll just be way backwards than my brain can comprehend right now. And so yeah, we're giving it the old guarantee, the Gary guarantee.
I said I'm no guarantee Gary.
I'm not just
out here handing
guarantee
out guarantees
Gary.
I don't believe in. I only give out guarantees that I feel in my loins, and I feel a guarantee in my loin. Jax
okay.
Gregory.
Okay.
Saying he guarantees a win. Come on now. Come
Katie,
on.
Katie, you're going to guarantee this win?
Guarantee a win?
Guarantee this
well,
win.
You don't have to put your headphones on for it. You just...
We're just talking everything off now.
I need the microphone on, not my headphones. I'm not guaranteeing it.
Oh, boo! Shut her mic off! Mac, have I heard you guarantee yet?
No, and
shut
I said
your damn mic off! This is a guaranteed win by the Browns!
I need 100 Cleveland men.
No, your mic is off. You can't say it should be.
It should be.
No, shut it off again! 216-474-0092. Get Murren's ass in here.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. Jake Murren, you want to guarantee a win?
Our response to Ken's pep talk is going to be Katie's pep talk now.
Yeah, the worst pep talk in the history. I don't think they can do it.
I'll guarantee a win.
Hell yes! Yes, that's the energy we need here on a football Friday. Mac, that's how you get to be a producer. Right there. That's how you do it. 216-474-0092. I'm putting them on the table.
I mean, it's the Raiders.
Now, don't cheapen my guarantee.
It's the Raiders.
I've inspired the entire station to get, except a couple of losers. Sorry, you're both great.
Losers.
I know, it felt bad the second it said it.
Sick eraser phrase, my, pal.
Yikes, jeez. Ma-
hey, shut the mics up! I didn't say you could talk yet!
You'll speak when spoken to, thank you very much.
It's Nick and Jonathan! Oh, that's mic my mic!
He turned your mic off.
And Mac knows how to turn things off. Hey, have some Sanka.
Have some Sanka.
Hey. Yeah, just go to break. We're going to do an update. Right,
we'll see you in a few.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I like to have fun. I like to be straight up front with you guys as best as I can. If I came out on Monday and was like, guys, I was being sarcastic, that'd be the all-time chotch moment. I could never allow myself to be that caliber of chotch.
What game was it, though, where you did the double guarantee? Because that one did sound very not a serious
was
guarantee.
Was it the Packers game?
It might have been. It might have been. It was not a very serious guarantee.
What was the
guarantee.
Other guarantee that I had? The Dolphins game?
Maybe. Even that doesn't sound right to me. Yeah, you're 3 for 3 because you got you doubled up on one of them, but it didn't sound too sincere.
Mac, do you remember
this one?
Was it the
Bengals sincere.
Game earlier in the year?
No.
They lost that game.
Because I guaranteed a win, and they got a win.
Yeah, they lost the Bengals.
Well, I think I guaranteed a win in the Packers game, and I think I guaranteed a touchdown.
This
in
is easy.
Game.
This is easy. We're dumb for having this discussion. They've won 2 games, guys.
Well, no.
So it's obviously the Packers and the Dolphins game.
I guarantee that they wouldn't get blown out against the Bengals.
This was the dumbest discussion we've ever had. They have 2 wins, and we're talking about 2 different times that you've guaranteed wins. It's obvious.
I think in the
there's no debate. It's obvious.
I think in one of the games they just guaranteed a touchdown. Remember,
you doubled up within the win, and then you guaranteed that they'd also do an additional thing, and that additional thing happened, but that's what I don't know.
This is a ridiculous.
But we're obviously stupid, because they've won 2 games this year.
All right, now, Steve.
Hold on, Jake, what do you got on this?
Yeah, your 2 guarantees, or your 3 guarantees, one was that the Browns would not get blown out week 1 against the Bengals.
Nailed it.
And then your other 2 were both attached to the Packers game, and they just straight out won that game, so you got both of those 2.
Mm, bang biscuit. Feels
so
good.
It wasn't all wins then. Obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
No, it was just not getting blown out.
The one was just not getting blown out. Why don't we even allow that as a guarantee?
Because people who only guarantee wins and losses, quite frankly, it's like those frauds, the fraud mediums that are like, I'm sensing your father here. He says he loves you. Oh, yeah, okay.
It'd be really odd if you're like, oh, I'm talking to your father now. Turns out he says You stink.
Yeah, but you know, at least some of the time
take out the trash, and I don't love you and never have.
At least some of the time that's accurate.
I also cheated on your mom for 30 years.
See, I'm talking to your father. He says biologically not his. Called your mom a really out-of-pocket word. I didn't agree with it. His word's not mine.
Don't sue us.
See?
Yeah.
You can't just guarantee just wins and losses.
I didn't realize that was like a caveman guarantee was just wins and losses.
No, it is. Because again, if that's the only thing you feel in your loins, what do you really feel in your loins?
All right. Well, at least we're only feeling a win for this week. So what are we really feeling? Mm. Do we need to add on to the guarantee? Do we need to get an extra plate of guarantees?
Why do you always have to up the guarantee? Why isn't a guarantee enough for you?
You just told me it's basically
your
like
guarantee the size queen.
But this is like a guaranteeing a win. You just told me is basically the dumbest, simplest thing you can do is a guarantee. No. So give me more.
If that's all you
give
do,
give me more.
That's all you do.
That is all we did for this week.
Well, okay, but no. I'm talking about across time. If that's the only guarantee you give, I guarantee you're not going to get blown out. I guaranteed a touchdown. I guaranteed, I think, a win.
I thought you were going to blow something else.
So because now this will only be my second win or loss guarantee, the ratio is right where it needs to be.
Okay,
right. Guarantee should be the spice of life, a cornucopia of guarantees. Now, we're told here that there's some Albert Breer audio that we are going to want to play here. I have no other context. It's on the MMQB podcast. Am I right on that, Mac?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Let's get to it.
I went from the annoyance stage to the amusement stage.
I think
I'm kind of enjoying it now. You know what I mean? Like, all these people, like I was on Cleveland Radio earlier this week, and I've done radio with these guys forever, and they're awesome. And, you know, but like, it almost became a sport for me, like the 20 minutes I was on with my guy, Nick, and like where I was like shooting down everything he said, you know what I mean? I was like, and it was the easiest thing in the world. It was just like, what other fifth round pick have you ever talked about like this?
Ever?
No. Like, do you know who the Browns fifth round pick was 3 years ago? Can you remember? Like, how would that guy normally be developed?
Yeah, we're definitely bringing this up on Tuesday.
You want to play the clip verbatim is what you want to do?
I think exactly
here?
What we're going to do there.
So he left that thinking that he dominated the conversation?
I think he did. Oh, you don't like this?
Well, I didn't see it that way.
Now I think Albert's going to get a different Nick Wilson on Tuesday. He's going to get a jam up Jerry.
Unless he was conceding that he thought he dominated your part of the discussion and my part of the discussion, he just kind of thought maybe went a different direction.
I think if he dominated anyone, it's the Shahonk in the room and not Switzerland.
No, because my response just kept being he's only played a half of a football game.
No, but I thought it was an
indefensible spot because my answer was he's just played a half of a football game. And then you could see the reality set in for Albert that he was losing his mind trying to make this case over what turned out to be just a half of a football game.
I think Albert better hope that Shador doesn't throw for 300 yards on
He thinks
on,
he dog-walked you in that segment, by the way.
Yeah, no, I think he dog-walked us.
He thinks he dog-walked you.
You said
your name.
You
he didn't say my name.
You had more of a back and forth. I think he just doesn't know the difference between the two of us. But I think you had more.
We're just Nick.
Yeah, we're both Nick. I'm just going to keep all my shots inside here. I've lobbed enough bombs today.
Now, is Tuesday even about Shador anymore? Or is it about what happened last Tuesday, Albert? Let's find out.
He's
in good fun. It is what it
is. We love Albert, and we're going to love him on Tuesday when Shador has a nice game.
I also don't know that this is tough. Because if we play it for him, he's going to be shocked that we ever heard this.
I don't think he will be.
I think he's going to be shocked that we ever heard this. This is like when I told Ross I heard him on Pittsburgh radio, and it like blew his mind that I would ever hear him in another platform that isn't this one.
That's a radio hit. That's not the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. This is his own podcast. We support Albert's pieces. We retweet him all the time. He should expect that we hear this.
I think it's like when you bring up other people in the business, you don't expect it to ever get back to them or for them to hear it.
Like the Kyle Bailey Trout sniffer
exactly
thing.
Exactly what I was thinking,
which
yeah.
I guarantee you is like 2 days away from blowing up in my face. I can't.
But it hasn't yet.
I can't help the man's a trout sniffer.
Hasn't
right?
yet.
Can't help it.
He hasn't.
I didn't lead the man to trout. I didn't make him sniff. That's on him.
That's all right. As many shots as I feel like the show takes, if Albert wants to do that, I feel like that's an okay thing.
Yeah, at this point, why
not?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not even going to jam him up about it.
No, it does mean going forward.
Although he does think he dog-walked you in that debate.
Dog-walked you.
He said Nick. He didn't say my name.
Yeah, I think we're Nick. I think we're like sealed.
He acted like that was child's play in that conversation, as if that was batting practice for old Albert Breer.
I see what you're doing right now.
What am I doing?
I think you should save this for Tuesday at like 5:15.
I got a lot of
other thoughts. Play this back, and then Tuesday you gear me up, and then I just steamroll Albert at 5:20.
We're like a break away from you just texting him and being like, "What the hell, man?"
I like that you think I'd just stop at hell.
What the hell, man? What happened here?
Hey, we appreciate Temecula Breer.
Are we at the spot where even if they're making fun of you/us, we'll just take the pub?
I mean, we have just won a gross to say attention. Nick Wilson and Jonathan on CBS during the game. Hey.
He really sounded like he might this week, by the way.
Yeah.
He really sounded like he'd been thinking about it.
I think he's going to say Jonathan just to spite me.
It would be really funny.
You guys are going to walk
out. It would be really
funny. And there's just going to be me and Albert fist fighting like it's a Clint Eastwood movie and just going back and forth. But in the end, it's okay because we're friends and then we get a beer afterwards.
And then you line up Ross to fist fight him afterwards?
No, that's for you. That's for you.
Why? If he says
I'm not going to fist fight everyone.
I'm not a fighter. Just a lover, not a fighter.
You're not.
Dog walked by Albert Breer.
You are needling me, and it's working. My eye just twitched.
He stuffed you in his closet.
Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.